from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We talked earlier about some of the position battles. Kind of went through corner, what to expect. Slot receiver, safety a little bit with Richard Grant, DeMarco Helms, some of the other things going on. We'll get to outside linebacker here in a minute and kickoff returners. I am curious, though. I think last year and this year, there was always like a couple of guys I was excited to kind of get eyes on. You know, in the business. And I want to get eyes on this guy at training camp. Can't wait to see when this guy suits up. Is there anybody that you're excited to put eyes on kind of in a uniform out there and see what they look like around some of their teammates over the next few days?
I'm excited once the pads go on to see Braylon Trice.
I was going to say
do the one-on-one drills.
Yep.
I'm actually excited to see all three of those guys. Was it Brandon Dorlus and Ruka Roro?
Yep.
I'm excited to see all three of those guys going one-on-one drills. Those are the new guys that I'm really excited to see because it's the first time we'll see them go against NFL-type players in that capacity. You know, the reality of the situation is Michael Penix is going to look the same that he looked in OTAs.
He's going to spin it. Michael Penix is going to spin it. I mean, there's no doubt about that.
And Kirk Cousins is going to – we've seen that guy play. We've seen Darnell Mooney, you know, in person play and on film play, right? Because, we've been in those areas. So, it's those three guys, really, to be honest with you. I'm really pumped to see those three guys do those pass rush drills that we talked about, because I've told you a long time ago, my favorite drill is one-on-ones and between the linemen. And I just think,
belly slapping, man.
Well, it's
lump bumping, we used to call it.
It's just, look, it used to not be that way. I used to be like, oh, man, I want to see Julio burn the little DB or whatever when I first started covering
camp. When do you think it turned?
When my knowledge of the game turned, as far as when I realized where the game was won.
Yeah, attaboy.
And look, attaboy. There's no doubt that the most important player is the quarterback.
Sure.
But you could argue that the most important group on offense is the offensive line.
Are you trying to butter me up, man? Do you need something? Are you trying to get something out of me?
Well,
do I owe you money or something?
I'm trying to get you to finish this project you got with Lindsay now
in
your
is?
Basement so you can do my back.
He's trying to butter me up, Mike.
No,
he's definitely trying to. And listen, it is a big day in a young man's life when he realizes how important the offensive line is.
So 2010, I'm sitting there, and I'm watching. I'm producing for Falcons Radio pre-half and post, and I'm sitting with the legend, Jeff Van Note.
Legend.
And I'm watching the game on TV, the exact same feed he is, and this is with Arch, too, and I still can't figure out how to Arch watches the game.
I can't either.
Because quarterbacks are just on another level. But,
completely.
But I said, how'd you see all that? You know, I'm so dumb. I probably said a few choices because I was frustrated I didn't see it. And Noter goes, well, how you watching the game? And he knew what I was going to say. I was like, well, I watch it snap to the quarterback.
Watch the ball.
And I watch it with the quarterback, and then I watch him throw it, and then I watch that guy move with it or hand it off or whatever. And he goes, I don't watch it that way.
Yeah, I don't either.
He goes, I watch the game from the offensive line. He goes, I watch the line, and then when it moves, because we're watching it on TV, you know.
Yeah.
And then he explained it to me. And I talked to him more, and I'm not going to give every detail because it was a long time ago, and I've killed some brain cells since then. But basically, he explained to me why, because that sets up everything. And then one day, I was asking Arch, I go, how do you know? How do you know what defense it is? Like, how can you? I go, Arch, how are you looking at a line of scrimmage and you can tell what defense they're in? And he told me some tells about how you can see if it's man or zone before the play is played, right?
Right, yeah.
And
that's definitely how a quarterback watches it.
And so now the first thing I do is try to And look, I get stuff wrong because I don't know everything about this game.
Well,
I don't
sure.
know.
I mean, nowhere. You're not going to know as much as Dave Archer does about defense.
No,
it's just not possible.
I don't know as much as you about defenses.
Right,
and that's okay. I didn't play the game, but I can do at the simplest form. I can figure out if it's man or zone, right? And then I go to the offensive line and I watch the play. And that's kind of when that defining moment was. Is you know, and you watch the trenches and everything, and I just kind of figured out that that's really freaking important.
Yeah. I'm with you, man. As a former offensive lineman, I like to, at the beginning of the game, I like to see who the center or if the center is identifying a middle linebacker. Like, it's one of the first things I look for. If the center walks up and he's identifying a middle linebacker, I think it tells you a number of different things. First of all, he needs to be doing it every down, and if he's not, the defense is picking up it as a tell. Right, if you're not doing it on first down, but you're doing it on third, the defense is going to pick up on that. Also, that's important when you have a loaded box. If you're running like a wide zone and you're calling the Mike linebacker to the front side of the formation, that means the center is probably responsible for the Mike linebacker, and they have to push over one. So even if there's six blockers and there's eight defenders, we have to push that Mike linebacker to make sure we get our front side covered. I just think it's a tell as far as what the game plan might be. When you're identifying them. Now, some centers don't do it anymore. Some don't point it out. Some just verbalize it. But it's a tell to me what the game plan is when you're identifying the Mike linebacker in specific offenses. As an offensive line, especially on passing downs, you're always worried about what's the worst thing that can happen. All right, so you walk out there and you go, man, the worst thing that can happen right now is they bring a safety blitz off the edge, right? But you can tell by who he's pointing as the Mike linebacker where he might be sliding, where he has help. Maybe he's pointing at the Mike linebacker because the running back's responsible for that guy. So you can kind of tell a lot if you just figure that out in the first drive, if he's pointing out the Mike linebacker and what down it is and the down and distance as to what he's kind of up to. So that'll be it. I just can't wait, man. I want to see what all is going on with some of the different things with this offensive line. But one of the things we won't have with this offensive line, first time in a while, and we got just a minute to talk about it, you don't have any position battles.
It feels good, doesn't it? It does.
We talked about who you're excited to lay eyes on. I want to see Matthew Bergeron in year two, what he kind of looks like and how he fits in this offense, because I think he fit perfectly into what they were kind of looking for last year. But I think he might even fit a little bit better in this year.
I agree. You know, what's funny is you and I were walking in and we were talking about, you know, the positions and the battles. And, you know, we can talk about the nickel one. I don't know how much of that is. You can talk about the safety one. I'm not sure how much that's open. You can talk about, can Braylon Trice come in here and knock Lorenzo Carter out or Ebikadian? And I was talking about it, and I said, you know, Lorenzo Carter is a guy that fans say, and I hear it a lot, too, from some people in the media. Yeah, they could walk away from him today. And you and I were both like, he is that guy that, no. How many times, you know, Lorenzo Carter's
a known commodity.
He's a sneaky guy around the ball. Like, yeah. How many times has he got a, he picked up a block punt right in the end zone?
Things like that.
He's a really good, really good special teams player who can come in and play a role for you. And guys like, you know, there's this little hidden guys, but it's so cool to come in here and say, well, is Zach Harrison and Ruka Roro playing for the same spot?
Yeah, we're going to figure that out.
There's very few of those, though, that we can do that with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.